Welcome to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast,
where we've flipped the script with our groundbreaking modus operandi to bring you real, relevant, and relatable tactics and techniques to master your own play to win mindset.
Talk about a superpower. It's time to iron your cape.
What we know for sure is what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one is really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Welcome to The Edge, where playing not to lose is not an option. You know, one of the things, Kara, that I love about Facebook is when they do memories.
And oh my gosh, me too.
Yep. So I was checking out memories from 11 years ago, and I had recorded a conversation we had while watching Women's March Madness 11 years ago. And I said, wow, their shorts are too big and baggy, not a good look. Your response was, this ain't a fashion show, Barley. And I said, why can't it be both?
It's still not a fashion show.
I know, but it was super great to see the Iowa-LSU game the other night. It was amazing. We watched the whole thing, edge of our seat, and it's really phenomenal to see, actually early on in the March Madness tour, two amazing teams that probably should have gone to the finals against each other.
Yeah, well, the bracket people are totally getting some criticism for having these guys in the same bracket. But yeah, this was a rematch of last year's championship game. Two insanely amazing teams. And I don't know if the people listening really remember, but there was a lot of controversy in last year's game. And, you know, the fourth quarter, Angel Reese kind of points her middle finger, waves her hand in front of Caitlin Clark's face, using the kind of, you know, you can't see me gesture thing, and got boatloads of grief over that. And, you know, and after that, I mean, I think Caitlin Clark handled that whole thing really well. She said that Angel Clark shouldn't be criticized. Angel Reese is like, hey, you know, it's not personal. And, you know, it was an interesting kind of thing that went back and forth back then. And people just really thought that the two of them hated each other. And they've kind of tried to say again and again and again that that's not the case, that they're both, you know, really into their, obviously into the sport, into their own game. And that they didn't hate each other. And the word revenge kept coming up for this game. So yeah, it was an interesting thing because that wasn't on either of their minds, but funny enough, it was on everybody else's mind.
It's interesting. So just to bring everyone up to speed, Angel Reese is from LSU. Caitlin Clark is from Iowa, and they are both top of their game, perhaps identified as each of them are the top two players in women's college basketball right now. So that was hot back then, and it's hot back now. And the questions in the interviews that were received is, you know, what was that all about? Are you having revenge? How is this actually coming up? What are your thoughts? And I think that Clark really answered it in such a profound way that really gives all of us a lesson. And what is it that we need to hold on to? And what is it that we need to let go?
So yeah, Jen, the one of the articles I was reading, that the question was to Caitlin Clark, and I don't even remember who asked it, was revenge on your mind coming into this game for what happened last year? And I got to tell you, her response is brilliant. She says, to be honest, no. We prepared for this game. We focused on Iowa. We do what Iowa does and we'll come out on top. It's not about last year. You worry too much about the past, you'll get caught up in it. It's about being present where your feet are.
Beautiful, right? So there's so much to really look at there. It's Caitlin is assured in her and her team's ability to be in this moment. She doesn't need fuel of revenge from the past to motivate her, to inspire her, to have her work harder. It's about being present where your feet are. I love that.
I do too, Jen. And I think this is truly an example of a play to win mindset, right? You don't worry about the noise. It's like you stick with your game and what's the direction that you're going. You don't play scared. You don't get in a spot where you're on your heels. You sit there and you're in the moment and you're relying on what it is that you have that makes you successful to play to win versus playing not to lose.
Yeah, I think that that's a great example of it. And it was such a good, interesting game, right? So both teams were up and down during various parts of the entire thing. And then to see how people were showing up on the court, you know, Caitlin Clark obviously has so much eyes on her and everything that she does. And it's interesting because Iowa won, but Angel Reese had an amazing game. I mean, she did foul out at the end. However, it was kind of a cheap call. But besides that, she was on fire. She played her game. Karen's laughing at me. This is the first woman's game I've watched from beginning to end, probably in all 12 years of our relationship. But I was into it, wasn't I, Karen?
Oh my gosh, you were. And that's why I'm laughing. I'm like, this is different and this is fun. It was actually really fun to watch Jen watch the game in addition to watching the game.
Yeah. So, but it was great because Angel Reese played to win. They didn't, but she gave it her all. She didn't hold back. She took bold moves. She was aggressive. She did what she needed to do. And even with a bum foot, right, she twisted her ankle. All of it's great. And Caitlin and Iowa stayed in their game as well. So it was very fun to watch. And it's about being present where your feet are. And as Karen always likes to say, you got to feel your feet. Be where you are. Be in the moment. Don't hold on to the past.
Absolutely. You got to feel your feet. One thing, Jenna, and I know we're talking a lot about basketball right now. I just need to throw this out there. And this is not like me. This is about stats. And the statistics from Front Office Sports for the Iowa-LSU game, they had 12.3 million viewers watch that game. That's more viewers than every women's college basketball game ever, every ESPN college basketball game ever, every Major League Baseball game last season, every NHL game last season, every MLS game last season, every NBA game last season except one, and every CFB regular season game last season except one. This is just the stuff that fires you up and gets you excited. Well, it fires me up and gets me excited. To see how things are moving forward and the respect that the women's game is getting and how people are really paying attention, and it's just exciting. But feel your feet.
Well, now I have to throw in one thing. We were watching at the halftime show and we had three women commentators talking about the game, and it was amazing to see their passion, their energy, their knowledge, their education. And this is just all of it from front to back. It's just a real step forward for women.
Big time. Absolutely.
All right. So what's the motto for today? Feel your feet.
Feel your feet.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast.
Craving more?
Of course you are. Check out our website at kickstartyouredge.com,
where we fire you up, fan the flames of your competitive edge culture, and ignite your tenacious pursuit of an all-out play-to-win mindset.